Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Geek Valley Social Club. Today, I have a very special guest. I will be talking to my father today, so let's get right into it, shall we? Father?
Hey, what's up, Neil?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
You know, I'm living the dream, Dad. Hey, got a question for you.
Uh-oh. What?
Who would win in a fight between Batman and Superman?
Well, didn't they fight before? He killed him?
Who killed who?
Didn't Superman at one time get killed by Batman? By Batman?
No, I don't remember that.
Or how did Superman die?
He fought the Doomsday.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. So, oh, that's right, because when they brought him back, he came back... For a while there, he was lost, like he was hurting everybody, right?
Yeah, he didn't know who he was, but...
Yeah, he... All right.
So
now, you're asking me, who would win between a fight between Batman and Superman?
Yes.
I don't know. I mean, I'd have to go with Superman.
Okay, why?
Well, Superman is not from this planet.
Okay.
I mean, he's from... Krypton, isn't it?
Yes, he is.
Okay. Batman's a human being.
Right.
So why would you think that Superman wouldn't win?
That, I mean, I'm asking you. I think Superman would win too, for sure. Because again, he's Superman.
Yeah.
And Batman's just a guy in a bat costume who's got issues.
Yeah. Nope. So I'd have to put my money on Superman.
Okay, that it makes sense. I got you. All right. Now let me ask you this: who's your favorite superhero?
Who's my favorite what?
Superhero.
Who's my favorite superhero?
Yeah.
My favorite superhero?
Yeah.
Mighty Mouse. I don't know. I'd have to really truthfully I'd have to go for Thor.
Why?
I don't know. I just, you know, I got really involved in at one time with the Viking deal, you know.
Okay, like Norse mythology and all that.
Yeah, because that's when I started getting into when I was younger. Started collecting knives and swords and, you know, hatchets and all that, you know, and I started looking at their artwork and the way they would make their weapons. And I seen Thor, and I don't know, just something about Thor, you know?
All right. Now you know what weapon Thor uses, right?
Yeah, he uses that hammer.
Okay, do you know the name of the hammer?
What is it called? Sir Batches a lot. I don't know.
Sir,
no, I don't know the name of. I've never known the name of the hammer.
Mjolnir.
What's it called?
Mjolnir.
Mjolnir?
Sure, close enough.
I don't know the name of it.
Oh man, so. Okay, so we like Thor. So, did you like the Thor movies?
Yeah. I still watch them.
Okay, so out of the three Thor movies, what's your favorite one?
I'd have to say, which is the favorite one that I like, man? I guess the one that he came out, the first one that actually aired on TV. I think it's called, I can't remember the name of it. Where he saved Earth from what was it? Those ice people. What's the name of it? I can't remember the name of the movie.
It wasn't Thor.
I guess that's what it was. Thor.
Okay, so you like the first Thor?
What are you? Why? What are you doing? What are you putting me on the spot here?
I'm just asking. Let me ask you this now. Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
If you could have any superpower, what would it be and why?
Let me see. If I could choose what superpowers I would want.
Yeah. Yeah, if you can have
one. Oh gosh, let me see.
Like,
which one would I want?
I mean, would you want to go ahead.
I don't know. I wouldn't pick Superman. There's a reason for that.
You wouldn't want to have Superman's powers?
Nah, not really. Cuz he's got, you know, everybody knows his weakness. You know?
That's true.
I'd probably have to go with, you know, really truthfully, I'd have to go with Thor.
You'd want to be the Thunder God.
He's Thunder God.
All right. You want to be swinging around his hammer and, like, controlling lightning and all that?
Yeah, in a way.
So you'd want Thor's, you want Thor's ability.
Well, actually, he's got, you know, if you really think about it.
Talk to me.
He's a super god, all right? Superman, it just comes from, he got his powers when he entered into the atmosphere of the Earth, the universe of the Earth.
Okay, well, yeah, because he absorbs the sun and all that. I get it. So do you think Superman and Thor fought? Who would win?
I would put my money on Thor.
You'd go Thor?
Yeah, I would.
Really? Now, why is that?
I would go... Huh?
I said, why is that? Why do you think Thor would win?
Well, because Thor knows Superman's weakness, and he's a thunder god, so I'm pretty sure he'd attack him. Pretty fight him, fair. You know, but I think that if he saw that he wasn't able to beat him, you know, with his powers, I think he's smart enough to go and grab a couple kryptonite rocks at him, you know?
Wait, so why would Thor know his weakness?
He's got to know his weakness. You know, let's put it this way. All these people like Batman, Superman, Thor, the Green Lantern, all that. Those guys all talk to one another. They all know each other's weaknesses, man.
Yeah, but they're all on the same team, though. But I get what you're saying. I get it. That's one thing I never liked about Superman, okay? So you remember Christopher Reeves, the Superman movie, right? The original, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So, and then I guess in the comic books, too. What I didn't like about that was he doesn't keep anything a secret. Like, the first female he meets is a reporter, and he basically tells her everything about him.
Well, you just answered yourself with why he does it.
It's
because, have you ever known a reporter that keeps his mouth shut?
Well, that's...
Or she keeps her mouth shut?
Yeah, it's like I'm going to interview you, and I'm going to tell you everything. Like, oh, I have laser vision. I have x-ray vision. I can fly. I'm not from this planet. Like, he literally... gives away everything to, like, hey, anybody who's out there to get me, this is what I can do.
Okay, now let's put it this way.
Talk to me.
Lex Luthor was a human being, and he took him down.
But, yes.
Lex Luthor.
Because he knew his weakness.
He knew Superman's weakness because of his mouth.
Yeah.
And he went and found kryptonite, and that's what he used against him. How many times did Lex Luthor beat Superman, and somebody had to come along and save Superman?
Yeah. But I mean, can we just say that basically Superman beat Superman because he's the one who told everybody his secret?
Well, yeah, I guess so.
So
between a fight between Batman and Superman, Superman would lose to himself.
Yeah, because again, like you said, everybody knows his weakness, and it's ironic that Superman's weakness is pieces of his planet.
Well, I don't know.
It's kind of messed up.
Why are you asking me these questions, son?
What?
Why are you asking me these questions?
I just wanted to have a superhero conversation with you, Father.
I won.
I just wanted to talk to you about superheroes. Is that wrong?
Yeah, you know, like I said, when I was younger, like I started reading the Marvels and all that. Oh yeah, when I was seven years old.
What books?
I had like what you had. I had a whole bunch of them. I wish I would have kept them. I'd have a lot of money.
Oh really? Do you remember any of the books you had?
Well, I remember the first one that came out of Superman. It was handed to me by if I'm not mistaken, it was handed to me by my second oldest brother.
Wait, so you're telling me you had some of the original Superman books, the Action Comics?
Yes, I did. I used to collect them. I collect the first action figures that started coming out. And, I would collect them. As a matter of fact, from your Uncle Gilbert to your Uncle Lawrence to myself, your Uncle Simon, we all collected them. We all had them.
Dang. If you knew then what you know now.
Well, no. I mean, before I knew a lot more. I could have answered your questions a lot faster. I'd even ask some questions to see how much you know about it.
I meant, though, if you knew back then how much those books were going to be.
Oh, yeah. If I would have known, and I remember when they first came out with when the Green Lantern first stepped into it, and I remember when it was the Hawkman. Let's see, who else was it that came out before? See, Batman wasn't out yet; it was just Superman.
Yeah,
let's put it this way: I remember the first. Mickey Mouse when he first came to Steamboat Willie.
Oh yeah, I do remember Mickey Mouse. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember when they first brought him out.
Yeah, and now look at him.
Yeah, look at him now, Mickey Mouse. He's got, he grew up.
Yeah. So you remember watching Steamboat Willie?
Do I remember watching what?
Steamboat Willie. Do you remember that?
Oh yeah, Steamboat Willie. I remember the first time they brought him out, black and white. Yeah. I think on our block we were one of the first ones that had a colored television.
Oh really? Yeah.
But we were watching all of them in black and white. The first Superman, it was black and white only for a while though, and then it came out colored. I remember when they first came out with See, the Green Lantern didn't come out till many years after, because that was like when the space age, man, when everybody started talking about going to the moon, when they invented the Green Lantern,
Gotcha.
And but the other ones were like the Apache Chief.
Oh yeah, I remember Apache Chief, but we only got him. He was in the cartoon. I remember that. Super Friends, Apache Chief showed up.
Yeah, and then, it was mostly, first it was all Superman, and then all of a sudden, some years later is when they introduced Batman, but that came a lot after. They didn't have him right away.
Yeah, I remember it was Superman. But, I mean, again, the history, I think, was, yeah, Superman was the first,
on TV,
I want to say.
When they showed the first Batman, that was, what's his name, Adam West.
Yes, the 1966. Did you
yeah,
like that
Adam
show?
Adam West was the first Batman.
Did you like that show?
And we couldn't wait to get home to turn that on and watch him, and we used to get a crack, because after we watched him, we'd all wind up outside, and we'd act like we're fighting, and we're doing the pow, wham, just like they showed on TV, when they put the lettering and everything there, Every time Batman would hit the Joker or the Riddler, we were just kids, man. Back when that came out.
I mean, and look at that.
Well,
that he's still
too bad that I didn't keep anything like that. Like, for instance, your Uncle Gino, he was given the good size one of the action figures of the Apache Chief.
Really?
Yeah, your grandmother, God rest her soul, Nana, she didn't even let him play with it. She had he had it in a package and everything, you know, and it was, if he would have it right now, it'd be worth a lot of money, man, because, you know, she would always take care of it. Like, whenever we got something like that, you know, she wouldn't let us mess with them. She would take care of them, you know. But I tell you the truth, I don't know what happened to it. I don't know. Through all the moving, you know, as you get older, all the moving that we did, you know.
Yeah. Plus, a lot of people, you know, back then, I mean, collecting wasn't a thing like the way it is now. Like, you didn't, you know.
No.
You didn't know the value of something, really. I mean, I'm sure people did, but not everybody. Now it's like they make stuff, like everybody collects everything now. You know, everyone keeps everything. Yeah. It's like, you know, when you were a kid, it was rare.
Back in the day, they thought it was just like, it's just a fad, man. It'd go away. You know, nobody thought that Superman was going to hit it that big and last that long.
Yeah,
and Batman or whatever, you know, all the comic people, you know.
Yeah, and I mean, we're like 80 something years later, and it's still around.
And it's still around, and it's going strong.
Yeah. Like even I would say even it again, like it's probably superhero, and this popularity is probably the biggest it's ever been, you know.
Oh, it's even getting bigger. You know, they're bringing Michael Keaton back as Batman.
Oh, yeah, I'm excited. I am definitely excited for that.
You know, I actually tell you the truth. I like the part. He played a good part of Batman.
You like that, really Batman? Did. You like that. Would you say he's your favorite Batman?
You know, tell you the truth, yes, because one of the reasons why, I didn't like Val Kilmer.
Okay.
I didn't like the way he came out as Batman.
Oh, okay, you didn't
really
like that?
I really didn't.
No.
He didn't do a good job. But Michael Keaton, he really did. I really like the way he presented himself, because he really fit the part.
Yeah.
He really did. Yeah.
Now.
And matter of fact,
go ahead.
I will see when that program comes out, when the thing comes out, I will see it. I want to see it.
Oh,
you know, because he's really up in his age now, and for him to perform again the role of Batman, see, because, you know, really, truthfully, Batman is the real serious part.
Really?
You know, you've got to remember, Batman is a multimillionaire.
Okay.
And he's got it, and then he has to disguise himself, you know? So that's not an easy part to play. Superman.
Okay.
Superman, the way they portrayed him as Clark Kent, he was a joker. He was a guy that people thought he was a guy that nobody took serious, you know? So he wasn't, it wasn't hard for him to play that part, you know? So, but Batman, I think Batman, his part was more demanding than anything else, you know?
Really? Because he had to portray being this, like, millionaire playboy type, like,
yep.
I gotcha.
Yeah. I mean, you know, really truthfully, Batman was a well-educated, sophisticated individual, superhero.
Really?
If you really look down into it.
Yeah, I mean, he is. I mean, he's the detective.
The smartest one there is, and he's a human being.
Yes, yes. Yeah, true.
You know, so, yes. I mean, you know, that's what I always told a lot of people. I said, man, for him, being a human being, the guy is a lot smarter than anybody else, you know?
I mean, I think he felt like he had to be, because, again, like, he's a man amongst gods, and it's like, you know, he's the one who has to, you know. And I always thought, like, for the Justice League, like, the group, the team, I always thought he was, like, the, I mean, because, again, he was the human element to all that. Like, all these people had abilities, and he didn't, so he had to, like, and he had to try even harder.
And, you know, like, when the Riddler found out his true identity, you know, think about how Batman beat him and made him go crazy, made the Riddler go crazy, you know, in order for nobody would believe, even if he were to say it, nobody believed him.
Funny, because you're talking about the movie with
Batman,
that was the Val Kilmer one, right?
Power that he had was his wit.
That's
his mind, let's put it this way, his mind was his number one weapon, and he had a strong mind. And that's why I say, you know, Superman, the guy just put himself out there where everybody, like, knew his book, man. You know, they knew his weakness, and they took advantage of it.
I got
and
you.
With Batman, what was his weakness? They didn't know his weakness.
Yeah, no.
Because he didn't have one, really. I mean, other than him being a human being.
Which again, is so this is true. So him being human was probably his biggest strength and his biggest weakness.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, but people didn't know how to beat him. Like the Riddler was, see, you have to think, Riddler, you have to think.
Talk to me.
One of the reasons why they made the Riddler was because the Riddler was using his mind. It was a game of chess between the Riddler and Batman.
Okay.
And Batman was a better chess player than the Riddler. That's why the Riddler could not beat him.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because the Riddler was fighting Batman with the game of the mind.
Gotcha.
So you know, you really got to look into that, you know, and that's how Batman overpowered him.
Yeah. Well, you know? So.
And as far as with the Joker was a thug.
Okay.
The guy was just a plain out thug. You know, and Batman beat him in his own game.
What Joker's game? Being a thug?
The Batman. I mean, the Joker.
Yeah.
The Joker was a thug. You know what a thug is, right?
I know what a thug is, but so why is Joker a thug?
Because he was a gangster. He was a gangster before he became the Joker, and as he became the Joker, he used his gang. Knowledge to try to beat Batman, which he couldn't.
Gotcha.
He used his street knowledge to try to beat Batman, and he couldn't do it.
Wow.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I get it.
His mind, and the Riddler used the street. His thug.
Wait, no, no. No. The Joker used the streets, and the Riddler used his mind.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. There you go. So are you telling me that the Riddler, in your opinion, the Riddler is a better villain than the Joker?
I think so.
And from what you've read and what you watch, that's interesting. That's awesome.
I can't hear you. What?
I said from the movies you've seen and what you remember, you think the Riddler is a better villain than the Joker?
Yeah, I do. I really do.
Yeah.
Because the Riddler would try to outthink Batman, and that's the reason why he was called the Riddler. Because he put Batman's mind to the test all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
He was trying to beat Batman by his mentality, the Riddler's mentality.
Gotcha.
To outsmart Batman, outthink him,
wow.
And he couldn't do it.
I like it. I like.
And the Riddler
like
was just
theories.
Using pure thug muscle, like, you know, flexing his muscles.
The Joker,
and
mean.
He couldn't do it.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So Michael Keaton, best Batman.
Yep.
In your opinion. Best Batman villain you think is the Riddler. For you it's the Riddler. Now let's talk the cars. Best Batmobile. Ooh. The best Batmobile. Which one?
The best Batmobile?
Yeah, which car was the best? Who drove the best one?
I'd have to put that on the up to date one, the Batman up to date. I can't remember the one that
Ben Affleck
came out in. The actor what's his name?
Wait, Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman. Yeah,
wait,
the one he
wait.
Came out in the first.
So the Christian Bale vehicle, Christian Bale, that actor who
Christian
played
Christian Bale. Yeah.
So
yeah,
that
I liked his toys, man. Yeah, because they're, you know, they're more modernized, more up to date.
The Tumbler,
you know?
That I think that's what they called it. They called it the Tumbler. So
the
you
Tumbler,
like the
yeah.
you like that one.
I you know, I mean, but also too, I also the one that I guess the one too that Michael Keaton used too.
You like that one?
No, wait a minute. That wasn't that one where the Penguin came out with him.
Yes, that well, yeah, that was the Batman Returns. But it was somewhat the same car.
No, wait a minute. I think I'm I got that one wrong. It's the one that where Jack Nicholson played the Joker.
Yeah, that was the first Batman.
Yeah, there you go. So you, I like the what they used there.
All right.
That one.
Yeah. You know what my favorite Batmobile is?
Huh?
You know which one I like?
Which one?
I like Adam West, the 1966 Batmobile.
The 1966 Batmobile?
Dude, it's fresh. I can drive that down the street. That'd be awesome.
Hey, they got it. They got it right there in Las Vegas. They got about, I don't know how many replicas of it that
I know. But yeah, that'd be the one I want. I mean, you can't drive the Tumbler on the streets.
Yeah, that's true. That's true for that era. That came out in what?
66.
Middle 60s? About the middle 50s or a little bit later.
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, 1966, Dad.
Yeah, there you go. But anyway, you know, for that time, for them to come out with that, I mean, that, you know what vehicle I really, really like?
Talk to me.
Not to do with the superheroes, but the Monsters truck. You know, did
wait,
you ever
wait,
see
wait,
the
wait.
Monsters, Herman Monster and all that?
Wait, they drove... it wasn't a truck they drove. They didn't drive a truck. They drove a...
Yeah, it was a truck.
It was?
Herman Monster drove a truck, not a hearse. He drove a hearse on his job. On his job. He was.
Wait,
he,
what did, what did he the...
was, his job was going around driving a hearse. Actually, then he got a job working in construction. Yeah.
Wait. So, okay. I'll have to look that up. I'll have to look up what the Monsters.
Yeah, man. Where were you? Where were you?
Hold on. I remember the show, but let's see. Let me look up what the Monsters. Let's see. And that was a MUN, right? Monster.
Yeah, it was a model A or a Model T. If I'm not mistaken, it was a Ford.
Let's see. Hold on.
It was a Ford.
They drove. It was like a crazy coach. It says it was a crazy souped up, weird, like interesting car. This is well because it had to carry the whole family. But it was obviously it was custom, right? I mean, this had to be a custom type vehicle. Let's see here. What was it called? Monster Coach. Oh yeah, you said Ford Model T, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it says it looks like they had to chop up several Ford Model Ts to make this car. Oh wow.
See, I told you, man. Oh, I remember
you out. Oh man. So yeah, I mean that's a sweet ride. That is a sweet ride.
Yeah, that's why I tell you, man. I was in love with that.
Dang. You know? Okay.
Yeah. I mean I told you that when I was younger, I was really into all that stuff, you know, but then other things came up and yeah. I got distracted and I kind of gave it up, you know?
Yeah, well...
But yeah, I mean, you know, I had all the Marvels and the action figures and, I mean, T-shirts, you know, so and you're not alone in that.
Yeah, no. Well, I mean, like I said, I mean, it was, you know... When I was younger, like as a teenager or even younger, like geekdom wasn't what it is now. Like I said, there was only a few of us, or there was a few of us that admitted that we were into all this. Now it's everywhere. You can't escape it. I mean, all the kids know Superman and everybody. Everybody's wearing T-shirts. People you wouldn't think, like, you know.
Yeah. What's good about it is, like for instance, if you were like. All my partners that are still alive, and you ask them a question about that, and they'll right away, oh man, I remember this. You know, they'll look like hardcore dudes, man. But you bring up Superman, Batman, Aquaman, and all that, you know, they'll go crazy over it. They'll start sounding just like me, you know. And these are hardcore guys, but they'll, you know, we all kick back and love to watch when we were younger, man.
Yeah.
It was all about that.
Well, you
Superman,
know,
what? Batman and all those guys, you know,
it's because
also too, don't get me wrong,
talk to me,
everybody also watched a lot of Western movies.
Oh well, you still do, you love Westerns.
I still do to this day. My channel, the majority of the channel that I watch is nothing but Western movies channel. Yeah.
So
non-stop,
I mean, so you obviously were
all day long.
I mean, you were a fan of The Lone Ranger, then, of course.
Oh, yeah, I remember when the first one came out.
I mean,
you know, the first Lone Ranger. You know, the creators who invent this, you got to think, man, those guys, to me, are some pretty genius dudes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just sit back and think about that, and then to put it where you understand it is really, really good, you know?
Yeah. Well,
I mean, that's good. Well, anyway, all right, Mijo, you know, yeah, and yeah. Like I said, I hope I didn't disappoint you.
No, you didn't. Like I said, your take on superheroes is interesting.
Hope,
and
yeah, I hope your followers I hope they like it, you know.
I'm sure they'll be entertained. But yeah, like I said, thank you for keeping these characters alive, like, you know, like you said.
Yeah, that you know, I kind of was wondering where this was going.
why is my son calling me asking me about superheroes all of a sudden?
Don't forget let me know right away so we can all enjoy it, you know. Well, anyway, all right, Mijo, well, make sure you eat, and but don't go to bed right away, you know, because you get sick.
Thank you for the advice, Dad.
All right. Well, you're still my son, remember? To me, you're still that little guy. You know? Anyway, all right then, Mijo. I'll talk to you later.
All right, Dad. Love you.
I love you. All right, bye.
Bye. Well, everyone, I hope you enjoyed me talking to my father about comic books and superheroes. Don't forget to follow the Geek Valley Social Club Instagram page. And as always, thank you for listening.